Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I put up my post on Instagram. You can choose from my carpets.
Oh, good.
Munch these carpets. I'm Clarkie Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K. But follow us all on Instagram. You know, Alice973 Instagram has way more followers than us. We're so much more interesting than that. It's very bland, the Alice973. But please follow us individually. Vin Hassan, Uzet, Human TV, Vonda Wizard, Brinny Boy. Mm-hmm. We're all on there. You're probably already following Alice973, so just look at the followers there or who she's following. She, the radio station. She follows all
That's
of us.
That's nice. I like those colors.
See, I want to go with that leopard print at the end there, or whatever number it is. I just love that one.
Everybody whatever. Say hi to Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
What's Sophia doing?
Well, let's see. She's 1 month old. She's probably pooping her pants.
Oh.
Still?
Probably a pretty good guess.
God, mm-hmm. Sophia.
Whose kid is that?
Somebody
wrote us about.
Yeah, it's one of our
birthday.
Kids. Can you guys give our one-month-old a shout-out? She's your newest listener. Her name is Sophia. Uh-huh. It's nice to be able to have you guys when she gets up at 5:30.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice. Turn your morning show on. We'll keep
What's
you company.
What's up, Sophia?
We'll try not to yell too much.
You're going to love it here.
Yeah. Earth. It's great.
It is great.
Agreed. Jennifer Lawrence is getting married tomorrow at a mansion in Rhode Island called the Belle Court of Newport. Newport is this coastal town in Rhode Island, and it's insanity. Like, it's the biggest, most incredible mansions you've ever seen, and some of them are really old. So here is this basically castle that they're getting married at. Are you familiar with the Alex and Annie jewelry company?
No.
No.
Well, they're listening Alex here like I should know about it. Alex, okay. A-N-I. Alex and A-N-I.
Did you say Tiffany?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I said I don't know anything about jewelry, but they're saying it like I should know it here. It's the home of the woman who owns the Alex and Annie Jewelry Company. You got to be rich to get a place in Newport.
Huh.
It is absolutely freaking
beautiful. Yeah,
that's
the extent
there.
Of jewelry.
Yeah, company. No, I'm totally with you. Shreve.
Yeah,
okay.
Shane Company.
Okay,
Tom Shane.
I'm Tom Shane.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it. I do a good Tom Shane.
Anyway, this place looks delightful. So,
doesn't it?
So while we're just gonna talk about some celebrity and speculate on all kinds of stuff, let me ask you a question.
All right.
There's no reason to feel bad for Jennifer Lawrence. She's a successful actress and has millions of dollars in the bank. I feel weird about what she's doing right now.
I do too. I told Sarah I don't give it very long.
I feel like when someone has success in that business at a young age, they become, well, they have a ton of money and they become super powerful, and really they're still just good at acting.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
that's the
extent of their business skill.
Acumen, right.
So, and then she had a major problem happen when all her photos were stolen.
Yes.
And a huge, and rightfully so, a huge meltdown about how her whole life had just been stolen and put out there. And
right.
I mean,
she equivocated it to being raped.
Yeah. The pictures were
saucy
of every part of her.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one thing left of the imagination at all. So coming out of that, she takes a brief retirement, right? What, didn't she seem to like dial back her acting?
Yes. I don't know.
I feel like
it wasn't that long ago that happened. When was that big breach? The fapping.
Oh, it's been 2 years at least.
Yeah. I'd say
but what I'm saying is it just feels like she's now checking things off the normal list.
Oh.
And I don't know that. I hope this is the guy.
We'll see.
I hope that this isn't some weird, like,
Cookie Maroney
robot move, like, must marry.
Well, right. Let's hope, right?
Procreate.
Let's hope she's in. Because wasn't she with Darren Aronofsky for a while?
Yeah, she was.
And then this guy, they got engaged after less than a year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long they've been together, but they've been engaged since February. I say it's forever, Yuzi. You don't give it a year, huh?
No, I don't.
Well, listen.
But
it won't be because they didn't get married in a beautiful place.
There's just so many things.
I know.
Available to her options, but I feel like this is, and I could be wrong, but
I
it
hope
seems
we're, I hope
we
wrong.
All
I hope
have that
happy.
Sort of, well, there's always this model of get married, have some kids, feel normal.
I'm sure that she's seeing this happen with her friends too.
The mother of Sophia how normal it feels to be up in the middle of the night. You find yourself going, this isn't normal.
Why have I turned my life upside down?
How is everyone on the planet so crazy?
Yeah. Well, listen, when you're J-Law, you're going to be able to hire all the help you need.
Well.
You know what we need? Help. I got to go
right.
to a movie shoot.
Well, that's the thing. She'll find herself going, you know what I want to do? Yeah. Work. Like, I should go to work.
You know, Michelle Pfeiffer was just talking about how she basically disappeared from acting for 20-something years.
Because Wait, did you say Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Uh-huh.
Because she was raising her kids. She was like, I was famous enough, and I had enough money, and I took those years. I guess she did take some stuff, but she wouldn't do anything that was inconvenient. She basically became unhirable because she was like, if I got to travel more than 9 miles, I'm not doing it, and it's got to be during these hours. And so she just, like a semi-retirement. She was Michelle Pfeiffer the whole time, and now she's like, my kids are up and out of the nest, and I'm back, baby.
And if that worked for her, that's great.
Right.
And I guess that's my point. I hope that's the case for...
Well,
Jennifer Lawrence
has to be worth $150 million.
$130 million.
Mm-hmm. So between all those Hunger Game movies, she's done a ton of stuff. She's won Oscars, for God's sake. Mm. Like, she could afford to take time off if she wanted to. Oh, my God. You got to turn those down a little bit. Those are quite startling. I was like, what's happening? Anyway, Jennifer Lawrence is marrying Cookie Maroney. It's probably Cook, but so adorable to just say Cookie. It has an E. He's a 34-year-old art gallery director. Uh-huh. Sounds very stable. She's 29, you know? That's not a horrible time to marry. About 150 guests. Engaged in February after less than a year together, so I don't know how long they've been together.
Less than a year together.
And then engaged. Mm. So I don't know. How long have they been together in total?
All I'm seeing is 2018.
Oh, boy.
I don't see a month.
Wait. Oh, okay. So that would have been February 2019. I'm like, holy crap, there was only a month before February. All right, so they've been together probably around a year. So good for them. Ugh. Do you know what shark genitalia looks like?
You mean an actual shark swimming? No, I would have never gotten close enough to...
Well, I took a look this morning.
Why?
Because of this story.
Okay.
So you might want to... Google that. Real
I don't
quick.
Want to.
Are you sure?
I don't.
It's interesting.
Is it?
I'm gonna look.
Yeah, it is. It's
Shark D.
Uh-huh. No, Shark V.
Oh.
Say you want.
Oh, I was looking at.
Oh no,
Shark P.
Go ahead and look at both.
Wait, P could be either one.
She means D.
Yeah. Okay. By P, I mean D. And then, so I looked up Shark P, and it says, "Why do sharks have two penises?"
Why do they? So it turns out, if my research was right,
oh God, okay,
the two shark penises are actually the female clamp.
Huh?
That's the two penises that it looks like? Or is actually a place where the
clamps on? Oh, see, these are just pictures of shark. I don't want to. Tell me about it. I just get shark pictures. It doesn't. It's not showing me the vag.
You
it's
gotta
showing
say,
me
female.
That's what
shark.
I'm telling you. I looked it up,
and
I got a picture of a giant, juicy, thick. Gray shark with teeth.
Oh. Yeah. So you're just looking at the wrong parts.
Well, I just don't. I can't. I'm going swimming with him later.
Lucky you. The Lighthouse is a movie starring Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe, and it opens this weekend. I haven't heard anything about this movie.
Where is it on Netflix or is it a real movie?
It says it's a real movie. It's opening this weekend.
Hmm.
Yeah, I see it playing at the Metreon today.
Oh. Ow. So it's wide release then. It's by Robert Eggers. He did the 2015 horror flick, The Witch. Remember seeing that? That's a chick from, I think she was the woman who was still nursing her kid at 9 years old in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
That lady's super scary looking. But that was, I did not see that movie, by the way. Did you watch The Witch?
No, but I just watched something called Broadchurch. And
oh,
it has
so good.
Oh, you watched it?
Did you watch the English version or the American version?
The one up. What?
It's the mystery. It's the thing about the detective and he comes to town and then there's the kid.
I was just going to say the lady who plays the queen is
yes,
in it.
She
That's
is.
The one I'm watching.
Right.
Whichever.
That's the English version.
Okay.
So it's the one where you almost have to put subtitles on because you can't understand what anybody's saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Well, so there's this an American version and that main dude, the guy, I'm in love with that dude. I can't think of his name off. David Tanish. David. The detective. Tall, skinny guy. He also plays the detective in the American version of it. Apparently,
why would there? I mean, it's
they remake
they're
a lot
all
of
speaking
stuff.
English, though.
Yes, they are.
But they remade it.
I don't even know if it's called.
And then they kept the same actor,
David Tennant.
Tennant. Oh God, I love him so much. He was in that Good Omens thing on Amazon. That was good. Anyway, back to this. All of that aside.
The Lighthouse.
Broadchurch is excellent. You'll love that.
I just wanted to say the queen from that movie with the lesbian queen is in that. And I was like, oh, I know that lady.
And
the
new Doctor Who is the mother in that. She's in an episode of Black Mirror, but she's also, I think, she's the new Doctor Who, the first female Doctor
the
Who.
The mother in that is so young looking, I can't freaking believe it. Mm. I thought she was the kid.
No.
And then as I'm watching, I'm going, she's the most youthful looking
35-year-old.
I don't know how old she is, but
either.
She just has no lines and her face is, it's like, I don't know. She
watched the Black Mirror episode she's in. She's, I think she's naked in it. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
She's pretty special just in that.
She's
age.
Got a lovely, strangely lovely face. Anyway, so that's okay. Broadchurch that
right.
we're talking
we're
about.
We're not even talking. We're talking back to Shark Vagina.
Right. So The Lighthouse is a movie that stars Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. It opens this weekend. It's by the guy who did the movie The Witch, so it's going to be weird. There's a scene where Pattinson has sex with a mermaid.
Oh.
It's apparently all in his head, but they actually show the... Because who's ever seen a mermaid's area? Like, you can't even imagine, where exactly would that be? Well, they figured it out, and they modeled it after a shark's female area.
Do you come in from the front?
You see it, according to this story. Like, they show it. They modeled it on a shark's, and they show it. And it looks like, did you see it?
I didn't. I told you, I'm not looking at those.
Like
if
clamps.
You find me a picture clamps. Of a shark vagina without the face and the whole body and the teeth, then I'd love to
I'll
look at it.
And basically they said, well, we could do whatever we wanted with it because no one's ever actually seen a mermaid's fun stuff. They said we had to figure out how mermaids can copulate and create more mermaids. So we studied sharks. So I guess they have a cloaca in there somewhere.
I would have just put, never mind.
What?
I
would Go have, ahead.
For me, it would have been come in from behind. And there just would have been a nice, I don't know, maybe you just have to. Say open sesame or something.
Right, like those special magic words. I mean, they're magic. They're mermaids after
right.
all. You know.
And then, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess all that stuff's on the front.
Okay.
Seems
You're
like
right. Jodie Whittaker is naked all over the place.
Jodie Whittaker. Yeah, that's her name.
Man.
She's great. She's a great little actress. I don't mean to demean her by calling her little or an actress. She's a great actor. I really enjoy her. The episode.
You didn't demean her.
I didn't mean to.
People are so freaking quick to just want to. Hey,
don't little lady her.
You didn't say that listen, perfectly.
Right. I wouldn't call a man that.
Listen,
he's a good little actor.
Easy for crying out
He's a good little actor boy.
You know what? We do say that about boys all the time. Macaulay Culkin heard that 100,000 times.
Oh, he's a cute little actor boy. He's a good little actor. Bad news for millennials.
Oh, no.
You think you're getting away with sharing your Netflix passwords, but you're not. Netflix knows you're doing it, and they are going to crack down at some point. Maybe. It could happen. This week, Netflix said, we're monitoring accounts we believe are being shared, and they're looking into consumer-friendly ways of preventing it from happening. It's unclear what that means. What it might mean is, listen, we don't want to crack down on the people who aren't doing this by making it harder to get into your Netflix account. But they are trying to chase down people who are trying to beat the system. And possibly they won't bother, too. Netflix has all kinds of built-in restraints. Each account now can only have 1 to 4 simultaneous streams, depending on the plan. If you have the $12.99 standard plan, it's capped at 2 devices watching at once. 1 million people can have the password, but only 2 people can actually be watching Netflix. And I guess that's up to 4.
Well, look, they have to do something, but Netflix is not hurting for any reason at all.
So they're saying they're not making any changes yet. For what it's worth, Disney Plus is expected to have much tighter restrictions than Netflix. Disney said they're working hard on piracy mitigation and will, quote, implement business rules and techniques to address such issues as unauthorized access and password sharing. No specifics on how they're going to do that, but there's going to be something in place to limit password sharing. You know, there are already a lot of streaming services that are kind of a huge pain in the ass. Like, it seems like every time I want to log on to my Amazon account or even into Hulu, like, I got to go back through. I got to pull something up on the internet, verify who I am. It would be easy enough for them to put these things in place. It's just that makes it harder to access the content. And it's off-putting.
This feels like a good time to thank the hackers for this dual step verification.
Thanks, hackers.
We all get to enjoy
it's
now.
It's so great.
It's the best.
Couldn't love it more. Thank you, hackers.
I love when hackers. I go to get my, your pay stub, you go to Entercom, and then it says, we're going to send you a text. And I go, God damn it, where's my phone? And I got a phone. Oh, no, the phone's downstairs. Let me go downstairs and get that and come back up and then enter in a second.
Well, now you know that you need your phone with you.
Thank you, hackers.
Thank you.
For everything.
Oh, my God, they're the best.
And I don't want no trouble, so never mind. I take it all back.
Oh, yeah. Probably that's a good idea. Hackers truly are the best.
I actually mean thank you.
Yeah, we mean it.
Yeah.
Both of us. I'm fully on board with your
thinking. Next story is going to be a good one. Hang through these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today on Alice, we have Lizzo tickets. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. This is a sold-out show. So there's only 2 chances to win. We'll have a chance for you at 8 o'clock, and then Jane has another chance at about 6 o'clock. So be listening to Alice all the live long day for your Lizzo tickets today.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget, today going on sale. Is it today?
It is today. It's the Not So Silent Night
goes on sale.
Somewhere here.
I'm stoked on that show because it's down in San Jose.
Yes.
And it's on a Saturday.
SAP Center. I got you 2 pairs.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
December 7th at 6 o'clock at the SAP Center. Mumford & Sons, 21 Pilots, Raconteurs. That's going to be great.
1975 is great.
Monsters and Men and White Reaper. So Alt-1053 is Not So Silent Night. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.
I'm going and I'm bringing my kid and I'm going to let my kid bring a friend.
Really?
Well, she's got to start going to more concerts.
Sure. Yeah.
She can't only have seen Santana and Michael Franti.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right.
How's she going to decide what friend to take?
I don't know.
Or will it be her cousin or something?
Well, it'll have to be someone who's willing to let their kid come with us someplace. So that's going to also play a. There are those parents
needs to be on a leash all the time.
There are those parents out there where you go, we know that kid's not going to be let loose no matter what.
Why don't you invite Jana? He'd probably like to go.
Jan?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, what are you starting with that again? Get out of here. What? How dare you?
I just thought, I'm a single person,
Okay.
Jealous.
I may just come over there.
Oh. Don't make any threats you're not willing to follow through on. Happy Friday, Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I wanted to start with this because yesterday the My Shake app was released. Mm-hmm. This is an app that will notify you of an earthquake, maybe only seconds in advance, but right. Those could be critical seconds.
Be critical.
If you've got a little kid, you got to find real fast in order to get under a doorway or under a sturdy, you know, whatever.
Right, whatever your
couple
plan is.
A couple seconds is better than none.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, this is from 415. I downloaded My Shake app onto my iPhone, and there was a 3.7 in Compton, and I was not notified even though I was close by in Claremont. So I dug into the settings and discovered there's a setting for how big the earthquake has to be before notifying, and it's automatically set at 6.0. But you can lower it to...
I lowered mine to 3.7, so I don't know how that... That was the lowest I could make it go. Let me look at this again.
But you lowered it after that earthquake?
I did.
Okay, so that was the reason it didn't notify you.
It's a filter. Minimum magnitude, 3.5 is the lowest I could get.
Okay.
But...
I just wanted to point that out, because we did sort of on air make it look like the thing wasn't working.
Right.
And that wasn't... us trying to bash a brand new app that a lot of people probably work really hard on.
Yeah.
It just did feel like, shouldn't that have told us? And it looks like it's the settings that need to be changed in order for it to send you the info you crave.
You know, if it's that small, I think they probably measure out how far people would feel it and want to warn you if you're going to feel it or not.
Right.
Did she say she felt it?
She didn't.
Okay. Because maybe you just... I wasn't close enough to her. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just reading.
That's the only thing I could think of yesterday, because there was one right down just, you know, south of Santa Cruz or wherever that was. Pinnacle, I think, was this? Something like that?
It was far enough south that I was questioning whether it would have notified us anyway, because it was past Gilroy.
Right.
So if you're sitting here, Gilroy,
you're not going to feel that.
Another world.
Well, you're not going to feel a 3-something.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So there's that. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact. Friday, fast fact.
JFK didn't push to get to the moon because he cared about space exploration. He just wanted to beat the Russians there.
That makes sense. It was the space race, after all.
Vikings didn't wear helmets with horns.
Why not?
At all.
They were so awesome.
It comes from a performance of Richard... Is that Wagner or...
Wagner.
Wagner, that's what I thought. Opera The Ring...
Oh.
Do you know that?
I don't know. You know more Wagner than you think you do. They're pretty...
The Ring in 1876. The costume designer made horned helmets for the Vikings in the show, and that's the image we've been using for Vikings ever since.
And why wouldn't we? It's awesome. Is that where Flight of the Valkyries comes? That's the...
No idea.
I think. I could have my classical music. But that could be from that, because Valkyrie sounds like it would be some kind of Viking thing.
Kurt Vonnegut.
I love Kurt Vonnegut.
Before Kurt Vonnegut was a famous author, he worked at Sports Illustrated. But he was fired quickly when he was supposed to write an article about a racehorse that escaped and only wrote one sentence. The horse jumped over the bleeping fence and turned that in.
Oh, my God. Nice,
that's what
nice work, Kurt. Good work. You're fired.
Well, if you've got
an
incredible imagination, and you believe you're built for better, and you find yourself...
Tell it from the viewpoint of the horse.
In your face.
This is the thing. I'm doing this. No.
Kurt Vonnegut is great. Weird and great.
I have to have read him. What has he written?
Well, Breakfast of Champions, Sirens of Titan, some short story.
Yeah,
Ice Nine is one. I'm not sure if that's the name of the book or the thing.
Slaughterhouse.
From it. Oh, Slaughterhouse Five.
Player Piano.
Right? Slaughterhouse. I've read a ton of Kurt Vonnegut. I went through, you know how you go through your Stephen King period and you catch up with all those. But you would really like him.
Well, I read.
He's
I took lit
too.
Classes in college, so a lot of the stuff I read that's sort of highbrow was then, and it was actually great because we discussed it, and that's the only reason I read Beloved and finished it and understood it, was because we would...
Did you like it?
I liked it because I understood the depth behind it because we were able to break it down in class. I wouldn't have even gotten through two chapters by myself.
I think I've gotten through two chapters. I've started that book 10 times. I have the physical copy of that book.
To have
I'm going to give this another shot.
To have a professor that had a passion for it and a deep understanding for
what
it.
That's comes down
and
to.
And for him to be able to express that enthusiasm for the writing and show you what's behind this, it made it incredible.
I'm a very, it's when it comes to like my entertainment, I need it really spoon fed to me. I need it to be really
direct
and deliberate.
I don't disagree. I'm with you. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have done it.
But there are people who totally look for the, sure, you know, the foreshadowing or the imagery or the symbolism. I'm just not that deep of a person. I'm really not. I want it to be straightforward and
tell me
the story.
And what you find out in lit classes is that most of the depth is perverted.
Yeah.
So you go,
oh, awesome.
Writers are just perverts?
The ocean is the is the motion?
Yeah, like these, you know, the sweeping hill.
Sure, right.
Oh,
those
so
are
we're
the,
talking
those
about
are the lovely
boobs.
Lady lumps.
Right, okay. Jesus. Whatever.
Not deep enough.
A new poll by Evite asked people when their social life peaked.
Oh, I feel like it hasn't.
Well, theirs clearly did because they answered a poll by Evite.
Okay, and so what did they say? I'll say 20.
Who answers those?
28.
You know what I mean?
Nobody.
Man,
I'm like,
you were clearly done.
I'm just waiting for someone to Evite me to something.
An Evite poll. Let's see what's doing over here.
Yeah, I got nothing else going on.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, God. All the people who took that poll are like, oh, man.
Well, sorry. I can't help but wonder. Anyway, the average answer was 29 years old is when your social life peaked.
Is it because right after that you get married and have kids?
And they say partly because you can finally afford a real social life, but you're still young enough to have the energy to go out and do things.
Oh, okay.
So you're hitting that perfect
stride
place of enough money and still enough energy, the desire to get out past 10.
Yeah. What about you? When do you think your social life peaked?
I did a lot of... My life doesn't work that
way.
Yeah,
I don't really have peaks and valleys either. It's peaking tonight when I play cards with my friends.
Yours with your gang, your bike gang, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a big weekend for my social life. I got the critical mess biker gang that I'm in now.
It's weird because I had a super great childhood and through high school. Like, your experiences make me so sad because I think...
No, don't get me wrong. I had a good childhood. I didn't have a good school experience.
Right, but all that is part of it.
Sure.
You have to go there every day.
Every day.
You know what? It made my life away from that much richer.
But I would say... And then I had... My college years were outrageous. Like, but is that my peak? I don't think so, dude. I was really destructive.
Yeah.
I was really, really not good.
I guess it kind of depends on...
I would say my social life's peaking now because we actually go out with people
and dinner parties.
And I'm present.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yours probably is now.
Counting the beers and hoping you don't run out. Oh, geez, we're down to 30 beers. I don't know, you guys.
Well, that's truth.
Right.
Or, you know, you hear a crash and everyone goes, oh, no, what happened to Hassan?
In the bushes again. Oops.
Anyway, people say 29 is the social peak.
All right.
51% of people say being in a stable long-term relationship also helps.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And
that goes back to what I'm talking about is now we do stuff and I'm present and I realize I'm married to it. I can't just break up with it.
Really hard to break up now. Really hard, like the hardest.
I don't want to go. Let's break up. I can't say I've never done that.
Well, you know, that will get you out of a lot of stuff because even if in your heart you don't really want to break up, it starts a whole nother fight. And then you're just like, all right, we'll stay together, but I'm not going to that.
Right.
It's just a way of winning.
They say that you do get a whole new group of friends out of a long-term stable relationship. So there's that.
My best friends all came from having kids. Like all the ladies that I met in the kindergarten line and saw at the parks. And I have some very dear friends. And it's all really since I had kids.
The top conversation topic at parties that make us feel like an adult, politics is number one.
Ugh, that makes me feel like
how
an idiot.
Is that a party?
It's, you know, it isn't. Not these days is it a party. Everyone is just
healthcare. On the list.
Oh God, it makes me feel old.
Yeah, that isn't okay.
I want to talk about funny things. I hate talking about things that are real.
We've gotten really politically correct, though, so you can't really do something to just change the whole mood of the conversation.
Well, the problem is when people start talking about politics, it usually ends in a disagreement, and everyone gets amped up. It's just, I avoid it like the plague. I really do. Even John was talking about politics yesterday and some difference that he has with someone, and listen, I'm on the same team as him. Like, we're pretty well aligned politically, and I'm just like, please, please stop talking about this. You're getting riled up. I'm getting anxiety. Like, you're not in a fight with me, right? So can we just, let's talk about the studio.
Back to carpet munching.
We're munching carpet.
Right.
All the choices are up on my Instagram right now. Cast your vote. The cheetah's doing well.
Is it really?
The cheetah looks good.
Or the leopard, whatever.
I don't like the last one.
Oh, and me neither.
Whatever
that one's already out. The brown one with the wiggly.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's a little too vaginal looking for me.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at that through new eyes.
Oh, huh. Really?
I didn't see that.
Maybe we are coming back to that one.
I might be. I don't know.
Like, it's just like ladies laying on top of each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I like it so much better now.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I brought it up.
Huh. Are you?
I guess.
I think a lot of people are going to like that a lot more now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if this conversation has any effect on
According to a new survey, your fun in your life hits rock bottom at 45.
What?
Oh.
A survey found that that's when you're so stressed and busy with work and kids and parents.
Oh.
And bills and taxes. It's all happening from all directions at 45.
Although my kids were old enough at 45 that they were, and they weren't quite teenage nightmares yet. Maybe they were. When did I have them? No, the one
kid
would have been 9 and they would have been 9 and 11.
Maybe there's a bunch of stuff you hid from us or from me in particular, but your kids were nightmares. Hard. That's not.
Or 11 and.
They weren't nightmares.
They
had their difficulties like any teen would.
Right. No, they weren't out getting arrested.
Right. I mean, that's my point.
No, they were, they're good boys, but they're hard. It's hard to live with someone who suddenly doesn't think you're great anymore.
Right.
Like it. You
but
get
they
really
weren't in juvie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right. Phew. Yeah.
That you know of.
No.
Well, right.
No.
I mean, I feel like I saw them every day, but, you know, maybe they were outpatient. Or
outpatient.
Whatever, you know.
Day, released on their own recognizance.
Yeah. Day release or whatever. I don't know.
The survey also found that's when I've already said that part. 41% of adults say they actively try to do fun stuff on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you should try. It can be exhausting and you might be putting too much pressure on yourself, but you should try to have a little me time where you do something that you like.
Agreed. No doubt. Mm. I have had those periods where I'm like, I'm not having fun.
Yeah. Mm.
There's too many days have passed since I felt like a free-spirited enthusiasm for life where I'm just like, yes!
Yeah.
Rad!
Sucks when you're under it.
Oh, you just like
and people going through like someone has long term illness or they do. I mean, that's like depression is right there waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like you really got to do what you can to stay positive and doing a little something for yourself every day. If you can do it.
Right.
It can help.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Critical mass ended when the bike messengers became Uber drivers.
Oh. Uh-huh. No, it's still going on.
Oh, it is?
The next one is next Friday, October 25th.
Oh, right. Is it?
And I guess
final
they meet
Friday?
Over here at Justin Herman Plaza.
Oh. So critical mass could just. I bet you they wouldn't want us because we're on electric bikes. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You guys are a critical mess. Yeah, we are.
Thanks.
How long has she dated this man? It's too soon to be getting married to me.
Well, they've been engaged for 8 months.
This is the Jennifer Lawrence and Cookie. Whatever.
Cookie Maroney.
Whatever.
And I don't know how long they were together. It couldn't have been that long because she was just dating that Darren Aronofsky guy that she did the movie Mother with.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't like it.
It felt that feels like last year. That
how does this
out.
Cookie guy get our one of our best?
He's kind
starlets.
Of goofy looking. Yeah, I don't, you know what? I bet he's funny. I bet he's nice. I bet you feels safe in his arms.
Do you think
he's
that's
a full
what's
head
going
taller
on?
Than
he's
her.
Got beautiful blue eyes.
He's a very he's a cutie.
All
he's,
right, Cookie's you guys a cutie. Say
he's well. Fun. We don't know.
I'm saying it's not going to last.
Maybe he sold her a nice piece of art. Yeah, Yuzi yeah. says it, so she doesn't give it a year.
Yeah,
I say it's forever.
Okay. We'll see.
I guess there's no way to know.
I know.
Well, look, I was trying to
Yuzi
make the point.
Yuzi called me from the nursing home. She's like, they broke up. You owe me $5. Don't
doubt.
I don't expect that she's this type of person, and I don't think that, but somewhere in her at some point, she's going to go, I'm Jennifer Lawrence, and I'm one of the biggest goddamn stars in the world.
In the whole world.
And I'm sitting here under this stuff. No, I know. I could have a total. It's before me to have the best life of all time.
But if you don't have someone to share it with, that can be a pretty empty place. You need people to trust
all right.
in your life.
Okay.
Let's just wish
you're right.
her well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck, Jen and Cookie.
Yay.
Well, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the new music because Johnny Mosley is going to be in at 8 o'clock, so we're not going to have time to do the music then. So we'll start with that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.